SBS African Hour. Share our stories on Facebook.
Global Sisters is an organisation that I set up to assist women to achieve financial independence through setting up their own micro-businesses. In Australia, there's a lot of women that are unable to access mainstream employment because of the circumstances in their lives. So they might have cultural or language barriers, they might just have carer responsibilities, you know, whatever it is. There's a lot of reasons that stop women being able to get a normal 9-to-5 job. What we're aiming to do is to provide an alternative solution to that, so that if they can't get a 9-to-5 mainstream job, there's still an alternative way to generate an income, and that's by setting up their own micro businesses, you know, from home, based around their circumstances, so they're controlling when they work.
How do you identify the women who are actually qualified for?
Well, the women that we work with, the business women or potential business women, we call our sisters, and they come to us through a variety of channels. Actually, we're just starting to work with some councils now, often through not-for-profits and NGOs, and some women just come to us directly because they've heard of us. So we have a particular focus on women who are refugees, asylum seekers, migrants, and also Indigenous women. It's not exclusive, but they're the groups that we're particularly focusing on at the moment.
Give us an idea of a typical project that you would fund or help set up.
The aim of Global Sisters was to provide bridges, basically, to resources that women need to start up businesses. So they need access to a whole pile of things, ranging from business education to business coaching to microfinance. And sales and marketing channels. And we provide all of those different things. So depending on what they need, then they can access those different services at different points in time. But what we do is feed them through a process where they learn about business, and then they're partnered with specialist business coaches. And then, you know, if they get to the point where they actually need a microloan, then they can borrow a loan. We're basically just providing a whole suite of business services that aren't currently available to really accelerate the growth of a business and then make it sustainable.
When you talk about microfinancing, it's a very specialized area, and I know that banks are really, really reluctant to fund some small projects.
Yes.
And microfinance, where it's successful, is usually with the type of what would be called in the financial world low doc kind of loans. So how does a typical financing agreement, how do you arrange that between the parties?
So we're set up as a microfinance organisation ourselves. It took us about 2 years working with our legal partners, Minter Ellison, to get that set up. And the reason we started it in Australia was that we couldn't find any enterprise microfinance, and microfinance specifically for businesses, that was really meeting the needs of the women we're working with as a first loan. The loans that are around that are called microfinance at the moment tend to start at around the $5,000 mark. And what we've found is that women need a lot less. You know, they just want to buy some materials or a sewing machine or, you know, a vacuum cleaner for a cleaning business or whatever the business is. They don't need and they can't afford a large loan. Generally, the process for getting those loans can be quite complicated as well. So our process is very simple. We only lend to women that we're already working with, so it's quite relationship-based. We already know them. We know their business. We know what they're up to. We have a good relationship with them. The loan period varies according to what they can afford to pay back, but generally you're looking at 6 to 12 months for a first loan, which can be anything up to $1,000.
Friday, the 18th of August, is the official launch of Global Sisters. What's on the agenda of this ceremony or event?
Global Sisters has been operating for a while in different phases. We went through a phase of, you know, just starting to work with a few women, piloting different ideas. First half of this year has been spent launching a number of different programs, our business education program, which is called Sister School, our microloans program, our business coaching program, and our sales and marketing channels and support program have all been launched in the last 6 months. Tomorrow really signifies for us the kicking off of all of these programs being in place and being able to really just focus on helping these women build successful businesses. You know, a small launch event with some of our key supporters and friends and some media, just signifying that we are all stations go, really.
I'll come back to the microfinancing, which is the core of empowering women. There are some cultural sensitivities to that. In some communities, very powerful and rich women can be a threat to the family structure, actually, because men are the depositors of power in their families. They don't want to lose that financial power.
We work specifically with women, and we're here to support them with their needs and with what it is that they choose to do. You know, I suppose what is going on in the background is for them to determine and them to decide. And if there's something that they would like help and support around, then we have it here to provide. That's an issue that they would need to make a decision around. It's certainly not for us to get involved with.
We've been into some focus groups with migrant settlement services, and there has been some reluctance sometimes of women to express themselves, to say what they want to say, because the men were present. So we had to wait and find a proper setting where, well, you know, women feel comfortable to speak. And
I think my approach with all of that, and we had one lady whose husband, you know, insisted on coming along to everything that she did and all the rest of it, is just to absolutely work with them. I think the more that you can engage them, and the more that they understand and see that it's a great opportunity that's going to help the whole family, it's only going to be a positive thing. You certainly don't want to be trying to cause conflict or work against them, that's for sure.
Who are the people behind the Global Sisters? Because obviously you're into microfinance, mentoring, coaching and all that. You must have a very heavy and quite impressive structure behind you.
Look, we're a startup, and we have aimed from day one to be small and mighty, if you like, or very lean, but to operate smart and use technology as much as we can. We have a small but really high caliber team at the moment, mostly in Sydney and Victoria, and someone in Queensland at the moment. And ACT, and we're just starting to expand out. We are able to provide what we provide through the amazing support that we have from everyone, ranging from high-powered corporate partners like Myer and Citi, right through to pro bono supporters. And we've had incredible support from companies like Minter Ellison Lawyers that have helped to get us where we are. And then the business coaching is all purely voluntary. We target and find people that have the skills that are needed to support each woman as they come into the program. It's all voluntary. We run on a lot of voluntary and pro bono support, and also no corporate and philanthropic support at the moment as well. What we're aiming to become, though, is fully self-sustainable eventually.